Morning.
Payroll, maybe?
Approve payroll.
Second. Aye.
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 Reluctant, Mr. Straffus did vote for that.
But we have to pay him, right?
You're also getting paid.
Stronger aye.
Motion carried.
I'm just trying to know why we just don't pay you to be here.
I asked Mr. Paulson to, under administration, to talk about the LaCroix issue.
I just got a text on that very issue. There's one lady that...
I guess ultimately, we know what they want. The tires removed.
Right.
Can we just not get a simple document that says, please remove the tires?
Yeah, but we...
Mr. LaCroix, excuse me for interrupting, but told me this morning as I listened to him for a good little bit, that he had a letter, maybe a month or two ago, saying it was all right the way I understood him.
I got a letter saying that it was okay from the attorney, but saying that his client had already sold it to this other woman by contract for deed, and that, you know, basically what I'd like to do is get a release from that lady, just saying we could clean it up, but I've got to go find that lady, and I need to talk to Henry Clapper and get her to sign it is all. That shouldn't be a problem, but could be. I mean, find the lady and get her to sign it, and we should be fine. That's what we need to do. It's easier said than done sometimes, but that's what we need to do.
So,
okay.
And she agrees to pay whatever it is we said to clean all that up, and we'll haul it off. So.
Okay, we've got two sides here. We got one side saying that they just want the tires cleaned up, and that's what I think should be documented with the county commission signature on it, your signature, and whichever party is involved. Then if they come back and say, look, this thing is still a mess, when the weeds go down or whatever, and they say this is still a mess, then we say we have an agreement here that you would pay to have this done solely the tires or whatever, and then we're done with it.
I like your idea and the motive, but I don't think it'll protect us because somebody can bring new stuff in.
I guess my concern is...
Neighbor on the other side could come in and say, I don't like all that stuff.
Let me ask you this question. We're trying to be a help, correct?
Yes.
And it seems like we're doing all the work.
Yes.
Is that what it seems like to you?
Yes.
It seems like we're trying to do this, we're trying to do this, and the other thing we could do is just go through the court procedures and...
I've got them in court.
Right.
I mean,
it just seems like we're not getting... They need to be taking some more leadership position to get the signatures. I'm just a little concerned that...
Well, I stopped by to see Henry Clapper last week or the week before. He was on vacation. I was going to try to get him to get a signature at that point. I'll get in touch with Henry, see if I can't get a signature on a piece of paper, whatever it is that we want the piece of paper to say, that she's going to pay so much and that we're going to haul off whatever.
Right.
Okay. Now it's just tires. And
but see, there's a boat in the front yard.
Now they've got it gone, I think.
Oh, it's gone now.
They've moved it.
Or we could approach this totally different. Now, I know you guys are tired of hearing ideas, but this is this is getting close to the last week of August. The first week of October, we have our fall cleanup day.
Right.
At that point, we could ask somebody if they were interested in going out there, or the county even going out there,
mm-hmm.
or Southern Construction, or someone like that had a big trailer going out there, picking those tires up and taking them to the cleanup day. Then we show no special favoritism to nobody.
We don't have to coordinate signatures or anything like that, you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
What do you think, Chuck?
That's 6 weeks away. And we don't have any favoritism showed to any project. We don't have it coming back on us saying, you did this for them, why don't you do it for me? And that's 6 weeks of waiting. It's,
Is that going to be a problem, Bob?
There's been an argument.
Not with me, but with Ms. LaCroix it might be.
I think if you're not Nikki, Jillian, or Chuck, I think you need to come up with a new idea that's quick.
I see. Okay.
Yes. And
because, I mean, the girls...
They feel those phone calls every day.
And I've listened, I don't know how many times, and I've tried...
If I'm not in the district.
Literally years.
I'm not in the district where you're at over there.
You want it?
Do
you want that area? Right there?
I don't care to talk to him in a stern manner and tell him exactly if I can get your support.
Tell him. So who's going to pick the tires up?
Well, we'll get someone that's got a big enough trailer to take care of it, or a truck.
Basically, you're asking me to spend my time on it now, though, with the nuisance case. At whatever rate I'm paid, it's probably a lot less to just send somebody out there to clean it up, if they want to have it cleaned up.
How do I say this? So the letter we have is entirely not sufficient.
I don't deem it sufficient, but we do have a letter from Mr. Clapper, and I can go get it, that says that they're amenable to cleaning it up. And I haven't looked at the letter in a while.
Okay, hold on. They're amenable?
They're agreeable.
I mean, amenable. That's like a good one. I may have said that by accident before.
This deal is totally different. What exactly falls right into exactly what Jim Berry said. If there's tires out there, there's water there.
Right.
If there's water there, there's mosquitoes there. The health department, we as a county can help the health department in correcting this deal. Let's approach it from that angle.
How about, can you see me?
Okay.
How about we just, I go out there with a road and bridge guy, like Frank or Randy, and say, get these tires picked up. They're a health concern. They're mosquitoes. There's just a first case of West Nile virus found in Taney County.
Yesterday they announced two teenagers.
Really?
Or wait a minute, no, that was a swine.
That's H1N1. But no, the West Nile virus is the first time they found it this week on Monday. So
they said the mosquitoes were big as swine.
Down the Compton area, they had two mosquitoes in their trap, or some mosquitoes
just
in their
two?
Trap. Well, no, some mosquitoes. It was two on the H1N1.
Don't we have, is the term sovereign immunity?
Yeah, but we still can't go on somebody's property and just take something, even if it's, in our opinion, junk. But it shouldn't be real hard to get their signature on something that says, we can haul away the tires, you don't have a problem with it, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
I've called Frank and asked him when we could have a crew. Didn't make an appointment, just asked him when we could have a crew. He's contacting Sam. He's going to email us back.
Let me call Henry Clapper and see when we can get the lady
Henry
to sign a document.
And let's see what we can do.
We'll just get it done.
While you're here and we're waiting on Jim to see if there's anything else, I was approached just a few minutes ago about another municipality going away. Disincorporate.
Tinneyville?
No. And it's just, they're just thinking out loud. And what was said to him was that you can't do that. And that didn't make sense to him or me, either one. If you go through the process, the city of Branson can disincorporate if they wanted to.
Oh, yes.
Anybody can.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what we thought, so. Just wanted to hear it from you. He said there was an attorney standing there, and anyway, it didn't make a lot of sense. But
well, there may be some obstacles.
Yeah. It's possible. I mean, that's all I need to know. All right, we're going to...
It's all solved, is it?
While you were gone, we've made a lot of progress.
It doesn't surprise me.
Bob's going to check the letter, maybe check with Clapper. I have already called Frank to see when the crew could be available. Not a set an appointment, just could be, and he's going to let us know back.
Okay.
So maybe later today we can drag it
Perfect.
Up again. What else? You were going to tell me about the 10 o'clock meeting?
Yeah, the roundtable, just briefly, the roundtable that Jack Goodman's got scheduled, is he's invited key people from the community to talk about the Health Care Reform Act at the federal level.
Yeah.
And after talking to some more people in his team, on Senator Goodman's team, he's expecting these individuals to be able to talk about what they perceive the impact will be to their circle of influence. So basically, at the county level, the Health Care Reform Act, how will it affect the county? And I'm hearing that they're expecting us to do some sort of talking about it. I'm personally not prepared to talk about this.
It would have been nice to know in advance so you could prepare.
Yeah, well, it's a very elusive bill right now, too. It's still very fluid. So anyway, I may let you go. Since we didn't post it as a commission event, I may just let you go instead of me.
Well, that'd be kind of you.
But anyway,
that's why somebody said I wasn't going to be here today.
No, I didn't. I hadn't plotted that one yet. Anyway, I just want to let you know that's what I found out. Isn't Linda supposed to be here at 9 o'clock?
That's right. She's supposed to be here at 9:15.
You want to address the records disposition?
Records disposition. You good with that?
Oh.
We tabled it for Monday. It was the by statute, what records are going to be destroyed. Is that right?
That was good.
I don't know if I've got that form with me. I'll look.
It's in the minutes that I sent.
I thought I had the loose copy in front of me, though. Here it is. Mr. Strahan, here's the records that...
I know, got them laying there. I was looking for them on my desk this morning.
While you're doing that, and before Linda gets here, I'll give you a little update on the demo work being done downstairs. They have got most of the ceiling tiles out. They have all the ceiling tiles out and all the flooring. Excuse me, all the ceiling tiles out of the P&Z and sewer, and still hauling lots of stuff. We had some storage units down there moving stuff that we're going to keep into that. In the IT area, they're now in the process of chipping away all the tile, taking the carpet out, taking the tile out. So that's progressing quite nicely. There's some pretty good damage to all the ductwork up there because of long-term exposure to water leaks or whatever. So I've asked Linda to go ahead and get a HVAC contractor to come in and take a look at everything because we're going to have to remove it. The other thing is what I've noticed, it looks like there's some ductwork from the previous chiller that we had that we could probably rip out because it has some ducting that has been there for years. Also noticed that I've asked Linda to get a plumber to come and look at all the plumbing lines that are serving, that used to serve the old jail upstairs, because those, if they're still full of water, could provide a leak or stagnant water, which is obviously a concern. So they're going to look to see if we can't reduce some of those pipes that are going up to the jail sills that have no services on top of them. So the plumber's going to come in for that and just give us an evaluation.
We pulled toilets and all that stuff. Is there any plumbing in
the plumbing? The plumbing has been sheared off at the floor, but it's still in the ceiling of the downstairs. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that all has to be come out.
But if there's no plumbing up there, we just will rip the whole mess up.
Correct. I mean, this is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I've asked Linda to get a plumber to come in and tell us what that would cost, because we've got drain pipes, we've got hot and cold water everywhere in that ceiling, and there's some pretty good damage done to some of the flex HVAC, the ducting. You know, there's a main trunk line, which is metal. That's in good shape. It looks like we can usually get that clean.
Yeah.
It's the flex stuff we just need to rip off.
Good morning.
Come on in. I was starting without you on the demo downstairs.
Here, why don't you take this? You don't need me, do you, or do you?
Bob, we miss you, but go ahead and you can leave.
Well, if you need me, I'll stay.
Well, we have no idea.
On this...
Disposition or whatever that's called?
My question, and this may be a good one for Bob, I know it would be for James if he was here. When we're talking about assessment books, and there was quite a bit of argument about percentage of raises and over...
Uh-huh.
time frames and things like this. Now, as I look back through here and see some of this stuff is 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. so on and so forth from that time. Are those records that might need to be pulled at some time to...
Well, the data, I mean, just to let you know, the data is still in the computer system.
So you can go to the...
You've got the electronic format, you just don't have the paper.
All paper format, so we could go
is that
back
correct?
If anything needed to be pulled.
I mean, I know that...
That's correct. And as far as the retention schedule, it tells you what you can, what you may dispose of by law. The Secretary of State has a retention schedule. But anything that you want to keep, if you have a reason to keep it, I mean, if you have a reason to keep something, you need to keep it. But if you don't have a reason, you need to just follow the retention schedule. Right. I mean, obviously, if there's something you feel you need that can be destroyed, but you think you need it, you don't destroy it. But generally, you follow the retention schedule, so you don't have a bunch of paper around.
Bob, as we went into court, and we had testimony that said that James hadn't increased anything in 10 years, and had they said zero. He got on the stand. He said he had increased some things, and he had paperwork that said 16.some%. So what I'm asking is, so we can go if it's, the way I'm understanding Jim, it's documented out there. So if we needed it, we could go pull it from documentation, or is it going to be destroyed also from the read?
This is not electronic. This is not anything with electronics. Is that correct? Jim? This is just paper. Yeah, the electronics, we don't have our retention policy for electronics is something completely different.
For the sake of time, because I need to leave in 10 minutes, so I'm going to be there at 10. That meeting's at 10,
yep.
Right? Why don't you go to Donna and see what records they are and whether they're electronically recorded.
Right.
And
If it's not a lot, just have her request that she hold them out. If it's not a lot, if it's two boxes or something.
This doesn't need to be done today, and you can have plenty of time to do
it. I just, as I look through those things, and look through BOE information, and the only reason I'm questioning today is because when we did this last time, I had questions last time of the records that we couldn't find that I thought, well, maybe we did away with them.
Right. This is specifically paper. We're keeping everything electronically.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, for the sake of time, I gave him a little brief update of the demolition going on downstairs.
Okay.
And we didn't get to the tile yet. You're still, Charlie's crew recommended that we go to a tile product or a washable product downstairs, the whole floor. So she's looking at some options there besides the industrial looking boring tile. Just because, and then Charlie's also asked to re-level the main IT area, the front area, because it's got the crack and it used to be the garage and all that. So he's going to come in and level it with a slurry mix. So, go ahead.
Okay. What about the? I don't like that tile.
I mean, I don't either.
It's ugly and it's.
That's why she's looking for some other options.
What I was looking for was vinyl option. Mm-hmm. Some kind of type of vinyl.
Something.
Make that now that is, I mean, it's that thick and wearable. And
she's
big improvement on the vinyl stuff now.
Right.
Other than using it. And it's even patterned. I mean, it's patterned. It's patterned to look like tile.
Right.
So I'd like to check in.
She's going to check into some at a commercial grade, so it's not residential. But go ahead.
Okay, and then a couple of things. Since you've updated them on that, let's skip on over. I've got a couple of things from our move down here at the annex. Somehow Charlie's crew accidentally broke the safe, and we were talking about bolting a safe down.
It was in a cabinet built specifically for the safe. When they tried to get it out, it fell off and broke the knob off the front.
I thought we might be able to use them somewhere if they can.
No, they're not a safe cracker. They're a safe breaker.
I have researched online because when I talked to them, they had asked me, instead of it being on the floor, it stands about this tall.
Right.
Due to people having to bend over bad for their back, they wanted to possibly look at maybe Biltmore, Pathfinder, and Bridge building some type of a steel stand that it could be bolted to. Instead, I've looked into a wall-mountable safe to where we could mount it into the concrete blocks. For $169.95, I found a really nice one that would mount into the wall. Probably about the same price as what I'd pay for a safe without... It's digital. Really nice.
And we have to replace it anyway. So
we have to replace it anyway. So that does away with the weird steel stand.
I'm fine with it. Are you fine?
Where it
sewer and plumbing in for cash payments. They have about $100 any given day during the
go for that direction.
Yeah, go okay. Concrete base. That's great.
Perfect. Okay. Lateral files. We had started out originally thinking we were going to need three.
Uh-huh.
They sanded the bottoms down, which made a big difference. We moved those on in. Sewer is requesting that I ask for two more lateral files, which...
You heard about what happened, guys. The extensive water damage started rusting out the whole structure of it, so...
And one fell apart, which is not a lateral, just a regular file for door. So we're okay.
Three,
we're
yep.
Those, okay?
Yep. You get three or whatever you need.
All right. And the only other thing is I need to request permission to come before you to go over on vendors. There are some vendors that we are really close to on our 4500 in a 90-day period.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no, we can't. Actually, can. Actually, our policy is if we allow... Our policy is she has to come back before the commission, and we can allow, because of the circumstances, we can allow a special exemption, according to Rick.
According to Rick
Finley, because...
Have you ever heard of anything like that since you've been here, Jeff?
It's unusual that we'd have two projects running right together. Okay, you have. Okay, so we're okay on that. The main one we're looking at right now is going to be Wildcat because we're about $500 from going over 4,500, and with the ceiling tile, it's going to be 928. So I can keep you posted on all those. But
their ceiling tile is a better quality than the other vendors that we buy from in the area, and Charlie specifically requested to buy it from Wildcat.
And believe it
because of the quality of the product.
And believe it or not, they're coming in cheaper by right. about $100, and it's a better quality. So he really wants to go there. Mm-hmm, on the phone quotes.
But when you come before us to do that, or whenever you schedule that, make sure Rick's with you.
Perfect.
That way he can explain if we have questions about something in the
okay.
process. So.
Great. All right, I think that's got it.
And then you've got the cubicles are on order.
That's correct.
Okay, and they'll be here in, what, two more weeks?
Mm-hmm. Anticipated date is September the 2nd. She hopes to get down here that day with them or the very next day.
And then you are working on the awning to just see what we can go that matches the Masonic Lodge and help the water coming in the front door.
That's correct.
Excellent. The water...
Are we getting two of those? I mean, we've got one that's old. Are we looking at replacing it or painting it?
No, we'll probably replace it to make it match, depending on what comes up.
Okay.
And the other one looks... That's the old one that kind of bad
yeah.
shape. Yeah, that won't be. It's not used very much, but we probably need to do something to it.
Okay, I'm going to look at both when they come.
And the crew, like I said, the crew's downstairs working hard and heavy, getting it all prettied up. But we're probably two more weeks from IT going back into there.
I have the sprinkler system. People, Simplex, Grinnell coming to meet with me today.
To look at.
I'm cramming a few more in because I will remind you I'm going to training Saturday. So I will be gone Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay.
Who would have known it to work out right in the middle of this? But.
When you say 2 weeks, are you taking account of the plumbing you just talked to us about?
Yeah, that most of that plumbing's on the other side. So we're trying to do is focus on the IT, get them done. We can close the door and then. What we're hoping to do is get all the demo and the dust removed, and then we start slowly building back. Because Charlie can't even do doesn't want to do the flooring or the ceiling tiles until he fixes the French drain from the water seepage from the parking lot side. So,
okay. Very good.
You had given me this that I read over. This is about a company,
oh, yeah.
J. Brown Disposal, wanting to bring a roll-off to the transfer station for shingles.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring this up briefly. I am still looking into this. I want to get in contact with him. It keeps specifying in here approved shingles, which worries me because, you know, usually when shingles come, they come attached to wood. When they're dumped off, they're in contamination of trash. I don't know what his idea of approved is to go in this. I talked with Frank on it. This guy says that we would unload them and load them into this roll-off. That would place the county responsible. I do not want to do anything like that. So I'm just going to, this will be something I'll check into, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Just because we're so busy, if I could just push this back a little bit and keep going with the,
oh, yeah,
you know, our project.
Yeah. And I just wanted to
let you know that I've still got it.
Karen.
You talked about it. Yeah, my concern is, what are they expecting the county to do?
I mean, I don't think that's right. I think they come in.
Just dump it.
They weigh it and they pay for it just like anything else.
Right.
It doesn't seem quite fair.
Yeah.
Then they go.
They're requesting to pay $5 per ton for it. And, you know, right
it's
now
not
this
a hurry.
Is...
It can wait.
Yeah.
He needs to run. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not a problem.
Recess?
All right. So tell them that, what, you were playing golf. Do you play golf?
I do play golf.
Okay. I'll tell them you're playing golf.
I played once this year. That's once more than I did last year. But I do play. I actually have a decent game.
Oh.